Welcome to the Epidemic Case Study Podcast. We're going to be talking about
cholera.
Cholera is an intestinal infection caused by eating food or drinking water contaminated by a bacteria called Vibrio cholerae. Some of the major symptoms of cholera are nausea, vomiting, leg cramps, and watery diarrhea. Symptoms lead to dehydration due to rapid loss of bodily fluids. If left untreated, death can occur within a few hours and the symptoms can appear 12 hours to 5 days after the infection.
Cholera can spread through drinking dirty water with cholera in it or by eating food contained with Vibrio cholerae. This disease can spread quickly in places with inadequate treated of sewage and drinking water. This disease does not spread directly from one person to another, but it can spread through kissing.
Tap water
or saliva.
To prevent getting cholera is by avoiding tap water, fountain drinks, and ice cubes. And you should also wash your hands often with soap and clean water. Clean your hands especially before you eat and prepare food. And use bottled, boiled, or chemically treated water to wash dishes. Brush your teeth and wash and prepare and make ice. Antibiotic treatment, which reduces fluid requirements and duration of illness, is indicated for severe cases of cholera. Rehydration process. The goal is to replace lost fluids and electrolytes using a simple rehydration solution.
Oh.
Oral rehydration salts. Cholera requires immediate treatment because the disease can cause death within hours.
If signs of cholera appeared at the middle campus, there is no reason the school should shut down. Just don't drink from the fountain water or any dirty sources, or it will spread by drinking contaminated water or breathing contaminated air. You can still go to school, but you have to be careful what you do.
The disease!
Don't catch the disease!
Alright!